The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Okay, so hello and welcome, everyone. Hello and welcome to this rendition of Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you on Zoom land, YouTube land, or if you're joining later and listening to this on Audio Dharma, we appreciate you. So for today's practice theme of metta, there's this little story that came up to my mind, and I wanted to share that to set the stage. It's the story of as I remember it, someone walking on the beach and picking up starfish and throwing them back into the ocean so they wouldn't dry out and they would survive, as the conditions were such that that was a possibility, and maybe it was hot or whatever it was. And there were thousands of starfish on the beach, and a friend seeing this person picking them one by one and throwing them in the ocean says, "There are thousands of starfish. What are you doing? This is madness, you know. What you're doing doesn't make any difference." And the person who's doing this act of service says, "Well, it makes a difference to the starfish I'm throwing back." So I've loved that story. Because even if at times it seems like, oh, how can our acts of kindness, acts of service, acts of just listening to one person, giving our caring ear, or not losing our temper, just this once, just this little tiny act of kindness, like, oh, what difference does it make? Just the world is so overwhelming by challenges, but it makes a difference. Of course it makes a difference. It makes a difference to the starfish, to that one starfish. It makes a difference to that person we're not losing our temper with, or being kind with, or patient with, or that person we're saying hello to. So many stories like this. Say you go for a walk and you smile to someone who's looking down and looks stressed. Maybe it's a neighbor who's walking by you, walking past you. You just smile at them. Maybe this is the gift, the only human interaction they have throughout the day. It's another story I'm now remembering, just echoes and vestiges of it, and just try to find it. But the story of how simple human kindness is, of just a smile, just a kind word, have been instrumental and really have kept other people going without the giver ever realizing that the simple act of kindness, the simple act of service that they were sharing was really so profound, really so sustaining the other person's connection to life. So do not underestimate the power of throwing one starfish back into the ocean. One starfish. So that's the theme for our practice tonight, and I'd like to guide us in a meditation, metta meditation, with that in mind. And again, if you're new to this practice, there's nothing that you need to know ahead of time. Whatever you need will be shared with you. And let's start. Let's start practicing together. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, whatever that might be for you. Sitting, lying down, standing, all fine postures of meditation. And allowing yourself to arrive in this body. Really arrive. And if you need to move and shift locations, just get a sense of, oh, I'm here. Hello, body. Hi. Coming into your center, coming into yourself, your senses. I invite you to do what is needed for you to reconnect with your body in this moment. Ah, landing, landing, releasing, releasing. Whew. Your heart, first of all, releasing your heart, letting it feel safe. It's okay, it's okay. Whatever is happening, whatever has happened today, it's okay. Offering kindness, safety, support to yourself, a safe space. Releasing your hands, the weight of them. Noticing how alive the energy in the hands are. Alive, alert, and yet relaxed. Ah. Let them drop, their weight drop, the weight of your wrists. Elbows, shoulders. Releasing your forehead. Notice if your forehead is tense or tight. Oof, release. Soften. Is there tension in your jaw? Releasing the weight of your upper body, neck, shoulders, trunk, to your sit bones. Releasing the weight of your legs onto the earth. Let the breath move through your body, through the abdomen, this breath, a gift, it matters to you, to this body, this oxygen, this breath makes a difference. To this starfish that you are. Ah, As if you're a starfish back in the ocean, let your starfish limbs relax, soft, be soft and receive the breath as if it were the waves in the ocean. This wave and this wave, this breath. Now this breath. If thoughts arise, thoughts that take you into the past or future, it's okay. As if you're calling back a beloved, not with judgment, calling back a beloved puppy that is your mind. Come, sweetheart, rest, rest. Just this breath. Place of refuge. And can we see this moment of sitting here, caring for ourselves by sitting, breathing in meditation as a moment of care, as an expression of care, as an expression of love for ourselves? Attending to our deepest, highest needs. Reconnecting with the kindness at our core. At our center. Simply through sitting, breathing, caring, refuge, finding, making refuge. If you'd like to experiment putting a palm in your heart center, middle of your chest, sort of connecting with yourself, this act of kindness, Here. Here, dear. Here. Right here. It's okay. Right here. Not complicated. Metta can be very simple. Simply sitting and breathing. If you like to add the phrases of metta, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May my life flow with ease. All the support that makes a difference for this starfish. Knowing that no matter how far and wide you look all around, the Buddha has said you won't find anyone that's more deserving of your own kindness. Sharing goodwill. May this being who is me, this starfish, this being, this alive, sentient being that is me, may they be safe from harm. Just offering this wish, not clinging to the outcome, just offering this sense of goodwill to yourself without clinging, fully knowing that the world isn't safe in every way, but you offer this wish as the gesture of goodwill. May this being who is me, be happy. May there be joy in my heart. May this being who is me, the starfish. May they be healthy and well as much as possible. May this being that is me, the starfish, have ease. Ease in their life. Ease in the conditions. Fully knowing that life has challenges and yet offering this goodwill. Generously. Offering it freely, letting it lighten your heart, these wishes. They're not hammers. Not pounding them. Offering them lightheartedly. Just as if you were throwing a starfish back into the ocean with a sense of goodwill, with kindness. Oh, dear starfish, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be well. May there be easeful conditions for you. There, I'll throw you back into the ocean with metta. It's the same gesture of the heart. It's free. It's easy. It's lighthearted. Imagine you are a starfish. You're throwing yourself back into the ocean with kindness. With goodwill. Now in your imagination, as you're picking up the starfish that is you and throwing it into the ocean, picking up other starfish. Other starfish, in some ways they are both you. You could have been these starfish. Also there are other beings, and wishing them well. Other beings in your life. Friends, family. Strangers. Sharing your kindness, your goodwill, your service, lightheartedly. Without attachment to outcome. Doesn't have to be perfect or complete. Just a little bit of kindness, a little act of goodwill. Maybe you chant, maybe you consider the metta wishes, may you be well. We're starting with safe, may you be safe. For the people in your life, or strangers. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. And I'd like to invite you, if you would, to consider one act of kindness that you received recently, today, this past week, this past month. Something that was kind. Maybe a small gesture. First thing that pops up in your mind is fine. Maybe it was last year or a decade ago. It doesn't matter. Let yourself feel the appreciation, the goodness this act of kindness has made to you. Appreciating the kindness, the goodwill, the metta. Letting yourself receive it from this being, whoever was kind to you. It is an act of metta, act of goodwill. Maybe a phone call, maybe a helping hand. Breathe it in. Savor. Appreciating the goodness, the impact of this act of kindness for you. You, the starfish, one starfish. And bowing to that kindness, act of kindness, and its impact, its ramifications in your life, small or large. And now I'd like to invite you to consider an act of kindness, metta. You shared with someone else. Maybe you were a helping hand, you offered a helping hand or patient ear. Whatever it might have been. Now let yourself feel the nourishment of this kindness, this goodness. Let it gladden your heart. Feeling the impact, the appreciation of the other person, this starfish you threw, this one starfish you threw once into the ocean. Breathing in, breathing out. Appreciating the interdependence in this kindness. Letting your heart be buoyed, uplifted. Not a time to remember all the previous wrongdoings. Remember kindness. Your heart be glad. Maybe a smile shows up on your face. Welcome it. We are all starfish, and we all have the capacity to throw one starfish back into the ocean. So as we bring this practice period to a close, offering the goodness our practice together, touching into kindness, intentions of kindness, recollecting kindness, turning our hearts, our mind stream towards kindness, the benefits, the gifts, appreciation of it. This is time well spent. Whatever you frequently ponder and reflect upon becomes the inclination of your mind, says the Buddha. So we reflect together on kindness so that it becomes inclination of our hearts and minds. May all beings everywhere, all starfish, hypothetical, physical, imaginal, including ourselves, the starfish, may all beings everywhere, be safe, happy, healthy, have ease. May they be free. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you for your practice. So, dear starfish and starfish throwers, both, we have some time for reflections. You're welcome to raise your Zoom hand. You're also welcome to type them in chat. If you type them to everyone, I'll read your name. If you just type them to me, they will be private. And if you raise your physical hand, I will not see you because there are many of us here. And Pat says on YouTube, the Star Thrower was written by Lauren Isley in The Unexpected Universe. And extraordinary man. Thank you for that reference, Pat. Lovely. Great. Appreciate giving credit where credit is due. Ah, Jennifer says that was so incredibly beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. You're welcome and thank you for your practice. Ah, I feel like a starfish. It's kind of fun to feel like a starfish, pointy, right? Being thrown, throwing at her. This was a fun practice. Not just profound, but also fun. It's good when practice is both. And of course, some things may not have worked for you. So, which is perfectly fine. So any questions, any reflections offered are all welcome. Any complaints? So, as I don't see any reflections now popping up, I will invite us. If something wants to pop up, it's okay, it can still come. I invite us to consider to enter little oceans, little tide pools in small groups of three, and consider each other as starfish and offering kindness to ourselves, to each other. And the question, the reflection is, what was this practice like for you? What came up? Whatever you like to share from your first person experience. And not managing, not questioning, not guiding the group, but just really from your own experience, whatever you like to share, sharing one thing and then the next person will share one thing, or they'll share silence, say, I'll pass, I'll hold silence today. Perfectly fine. No expectation. All welcome. And the third person will say something and they'll come back to you. So you'll go around a few times. Question is it possible to listen to recording later? It really touched my heart listening. Oh, absolutely. This recording is going to be available on audiodharma.org. Also, it will be available on the IMC YouTube channel, both of those. And if you go to my website, nikkimirgafori.com, under teachings under Happy Hour, all these links to both Audio Dharma as well as the YouTube channel are there, as well as on IMC website. That's also there. Maybe a little more complicated to maneuver. Anyway, okay. I'm going to create the breakout rooms and take care of yourselves, take care of each other. You're all starfish, tender starfish. So let's be kind. Let's be kind. Oh, also Neil says, I'll also email the links for the recordings. Okay, thank you, Neil. So if you join the Google Groups, the links will be mailed to you. All right, I'm going to open the groups. Here we go. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Closed. Everybody's back. Welcome back, everyone. And we have a few minutes for any reflections that might have arisen from practicing either with the guided meditation or with practicing in community, metta in community. So, what came up? Spirit of sharing with others and supporting our reflections can support others' reflections. Diana, I see your hand there.
This is my starfish painting. I do watercolor. I'm a student. There's a bit of a glare. I'm sorry. He's sunning himself. I get up. And from a stock photo of tidal pools in Northern California. And I entered it in a student show. This just happened a couple of months ago. So here's the ego coming out, but I just had to show it to you.
Love it.
Probably people have the bathroom starfish and whatever.
It's great. I see hearts are lighting up and thumbs up are lighting up. People are loving your starfish painting, Diana. Thanks for sharing that.
In our group, we talked a lot about the things we remembered, just all the various kindnesses and our appreciation for for this theme today. And yeah. Some of us were remembering just all the various good things and kindnesses just daily. So that's it.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing your starfish, Diana, both metaphorical and literal painting of it. Thank you.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
It's sweet. Thank you. It's great. And Michelle says, this is way out of context for the larger group, but a mantra I use when I feel a negative emotion arising is, these feelings are inside me and someone's actions triggered them. I have the power to ignite these feelings or not. That's true. Yes, it is out of context. And Michelle, and yes, I appreciate the way that you're supporting yourself with this mantra. Yeah. Yeah. Any other effect? Jerry?
Real quick, I would say I was in medical, I was in college before I went off to professional school, and I was working for the police and the intelligence unit, and another student was with me from high school and found this suicide note the police had collected. And in it, I would never forgot these words. I felt intrusive upon, he was intruded upon the suicide note, but only to say that he had been ridiculed in high school and my mother had asked me to reach out and protect him, which I did. And in the suicide note, he mentioned that. I never forgot that. And he said that, he even said, maybe he did this because my mother was talking about this. I did, but it reminded me, you never know the effect of kindness.
Oof.
So this has been very helpful to remind me that I don't know the effect on others, but it can be quite momentous.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for sharing that moving reflection. Wow. Yeah. Exactly. You never know the impact of your act of kindness. Yeah. Whew. Thank you all. That's a profound note from a story and from real life experience of one of you to end on, to really appreciate that and to continue to throw starfish into the ocean and also let yourself be thrown. Let yourself be thrown. Appreciate the goodness of kindness that's offered by others and keep throwing starfish. So thank you all. Thank you, dear starfish and starfish throwers, for your practice, for being here, for cultivating your heart. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Now I stop the recording. I